This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I didn't go into that whole litany about InfoWars influential activities to puff up what I've done. I'm already a big enemy of the globalists. They know what we've done. I don't even understand. Literally, you, the audience of activists, our guests, and everyone else is the InfoWar. And about people fighting back against the globalists. And you look at how they've got all the trillions of dollars and all the power. They've got to try to censor you and shut you up. But so many people that come up through the anti-globalist movement, as soon as they get into power, they then become ashamed of the very roots that took them there when it's being attacked. I mean, I've had major institutions and groups go, you better not have Gavin McGinnis on. You'll get banned even more. The guy's a sweetheart. He's funny. He's good. They're lying about him. He's my brother in arms. Of course I'm going to have him on. He's going to have me on. I mean, that's the spirit that got us where we are, of freedom. The spirit that's taking all the freedom away is the spirit of, well, you better not talk to that person. You'll get censored. And pretty soon it's everything. The guy on one of the top U.S. cycle teams, the left went down the website of the team and said, you better denounce Trump. And he said, no, I like Trump. Banned. Kicked off the team. Everybody's like, ooh, we better watch out. Better watch out? That's criminal. Oh, well, we're conservatives, see. We're tough. We can take it. It's like boys when they're transgender, you know, giving five-year-olds drugs to make their testicles never, you know, grow and shrivel them up. Like you're abusing a kid with a chemical weapon. You confused them to comply with you and do it. And then you go, oh, he's a boy. He's tough. He can handle it. But notice they don't start chemically castrating girls. They don't start frying their ovaries till like 12. But little boys, they can take it. Be a big boy. Be a man. Let us chop your balls off. George Soros gets like a scalp when he gets that. Think about it. George Soros spent $1 billion on a movement that says we want to break up black families and cut black men's balls off. Oh, they represent black people. I mean, what a joke. Hey, I'm here to chop your balls off. I represent you. What's he saying, Last of Mohicans, based on Daniel Boone and true stories that happened? That's all a composite of true stuff that happened. But you get sued back then like you will now if you told a story so that it was they changed the names. That's Last of Mohicans is a true story. And when the one group's about to kill the last of the Mohicans, what's he say? He pulls it and he goes, I'm going to take your seed forever. When I kill you, your tribe's dead. That's what real evil is, folks, is exterminating a group of people. And Russell Means played the character. He's dead now. He's a good guy overall. Anyways, I'm going to shut up. Let's go back to Sweden. Alex, make your point, brother, about COVID, Trump, election, what's happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, quickly about COVID and Trump. I mean, I know alternative doctor in Sweden, and he's been researching this from the beginning. And as most people know, the most effective way to beat COVID is to have a high vitamin D level in the blood. You can take a blood test, and you can even get intravenous vitamin D. So maybe it's a good way to get the information out. You could reply to Trump's tweet. I think he probably looks on that. Because that's the most effective way to beat COVID. It's just vitamin D. You don't need anything.
That's right. And Fauci wouldn't say that for 8 months. Now he's forced to. Why do you think?
I don't know. Maybe he got a conscience or was too much pressure. I don't know how these globalists really work.
Well, that's right. Yeah, you basically cannot get COVID if you have high D3, zinc, and C. But you're right. D3 is the most important. And the problem is some people have bad gut syndrome. They can't absorb it. Like you said, they need intravenous. So it looks like you've done your research, Alex.
Yeah, a quick comment. What happened in Sweden, like a summary, was what must be known in the U.S. We got a lot of criticism from WHO for not following the total lockdown. And they're putting pressure to saying that Swedes cannot leave the country. Like, yeah, it's going to put this economic pressure on us somehow. And we got rid of that by donating 420 million crowns via CETA. The money is supposed to go to, like, starving.
Hold on. I swear I'm going right back to you in 60 seconds. Because I forgot, you're in Sweden where they didn't do the lockdown and had the lowest death rate in Europe. And so what did you do to change that? Wow, that's a great example for everybody. We'll come back in 60 seconds first with Alex. Then we'll go to Jeff, Mike, Patrick, and Chris. And then Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, takes over. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Check out the new design of InfoWars.com.
We have a new week of massive savings at PrepareWithAlex.com. Our partnership with My Patriot Supply to give you the lowest discounts possible has led to new ways to save on preparing your family for what comes next. For the next 7 days, we work together to give you rock-bottom prices on things you'll need in case of an emergency. With $150 off the 3-month food supply, $300 off the 6-month food supply, $600 off the 1-year food supply, $40 off the Alexa Pure Pitcher Water Filter, and $25 off the Ready Hour Wireless Solar Power Bank Charger and 28 LED Room Light. With food, water, and energy covered, your entire comprehensive emergency preparedness guide is now at extreme discounts. Plus, each purchase goes to support the InfoWars crew, but these deep discounts will only last until the end of the week. Order online or call to place an order at 888-411-0350 or preparewithalex.com.
Sweden didn't do the lockdowns, didn't wear the little diaper mask, didn't do any of it. Had the lowest death rate in Europe. Why'd that happen? Well, they knew there's herd immunity. They also knew that they were putting the numbers of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. But why, if Sweden's so socialist, so liberal, but part of the EU, do they not follow the EU system? Well, they're self-respecting and they're in control of their own country. Alex in Sweden can give us the rest of the story. Why did Sweden lead us out of the darkness as an example, not just of real science, but also the people refusing to comply?
I think we were very lucky. We had the head of the Swedish correspondence to CDC. He's very stubborn, so he just probably like knew that it was just a hoax. And he didn't tell it straight out. And he had an advisor who was like a pension advisor, but gave him very good advice. And that advisor, Giesecke, he was even out on some alternative media saying that we cannot have a lockdown. It's going to take our freedoms away and people is not going to accept it and so on. So I think the politicians we have now, the Social Democrats, they're kind of weak. I don't think they're very smart or educated. So they just trusted the experts. We were lucky. We had good experts. I'm not saying they're perfect people. They still push vaccines previous years and so on, but the experts said that we don't need a lockdown, it's not going to help. So, and that's it. It was a simple explanation. I guess we were lucky, and I didn't have to wear a mask or anything. It's been pretty much like normal here.
Because it is normal, but every time there's a death, they celebrate it. Everybody I know that's into it, they go, well, I know someone died. And I said, were they 85 with cancer? How did you know? I go, because it's an average. And then they test them, and the tests, almost anyone that's had a cold will test positive. It's incredible. Thank you, Alex. Amazing call. All right. Jeff in Canada, then Mike in Texas. Jeff, welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Before I get to my main point about the election fraud, I just wanted to say, I think it's really dangerous for Trump to be taking experimental stuff because you can get the Coke Mentos syndrome happening if they just mix something else in later. It seems like a really bad move.
It's a terrible move by Trump. He like heroically, I'll take all the experimental stuff, and it gives him perfect cover to kill him and say COVID did it. Yeah, I think Trump's in incredible danger right now. He'll still be at the White House with this same moron doctor giving him all this stuff. And I've talked to medical doctors. Couple of them, they're scared to come on the show, but they agree that what's been going on is insane.
Yeah, he needs his family advising about with that, but I'll leave that and get to my point. One good thing I think that Trump could do, say, you remember, Alex, when they had the statue issue where everybody on the left wanted every statue pushed over in America. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
And what did Trump do? He said he came out with an executive order and said 10 years in jail if you push over a statue.
Stop.
And magically, the last statue fell right before he said that. So I think what he can do to stop the voter fraud, I think this is a real judo move, is he can say 5 years in jail if you're caught doing voter fraud this election, and throw in a whistleblower clause that says if you admit what happened, your vote won't count, but you're not going to go to jail. And it just go up the line and just reel all the fish in, it will throw a cluster bomb into the media.
No, I agree. That's why they don't want him to pardon or get released Assange, because it sends a message to real whistleblowers that they can come out and expose the deep state. Another huge Trump failing is not getting Julian Assange released. Thank you so much, Jeff. Mike in Texas. Thank you, sir.
Hello, Alex. Whatever Trump has, I don't think it's an ordinary head cold that wouldn't be expected to drop his O2 sat significantly. So I think he's got the real deal.
I agree with you that we've all got a good eye, and he's lost a lot of weight, and his voice is raspy, and he's very, very white. He does look like he's sick.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand why they picked two basically experimental or unproven treatments to use on him. I hope we don't get to a point where that needs to be reviewed, but at any rate, for now, he seems to be doing well. I wanted to ask you about the 20th Amendment, if we get to that point. My read is in Section 3 of the Amendment, Congress may by law provide for the case wherein neither a president-elect nor a vice-president-elect shall have qualified, declaring who shall then act as president. The Congress means House and Senate combined. It doesn't say the House shall select the replacement president for the temporary
president.
No, you're right.
And I've been asking lawyers about it. We should get Bob Barr. We should get Bill Barr on. Bob Barr. Not the Attorney General. Bob Barr, the former congressman. Because he's a lawyer. He could, a former congressman that led impeachment processes. He could give us the right scoop on that. Pelosi says her interpretation is the House will elect the president if that's the case. But, I mean, you're probably right. She's probably full of crap.
In fairness, Section 4 does seem to contradict my read on it. So it looks to me like you've got two sections of the 20th Amendment that clash with each other. That would be something for the courts to settle. As far as the question of what Trump should be doing at this point, I think if I were him, I would pull General Flynn out of wherever he is and get him back in the role of at least an assistant national security.
No, I agree. He should shove it in their face, pardon him, and put him back in the White House. He should stop groveling and be afraid of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And one good note here. If we manage to turn the House and turn it Republican, the Senate and the House conclude their terms on January 3rd. So a couple weeks before the president has to turn in his whatever.
I agree. It'd be great to have the trifecta so they wouldn't be able to do that. And then they'd suddenly have to install the election results. Thank you, Mike. What we know is, good to hear from Mike. That guy's been calling like 20 years. Love you, Mike. Real quick, another Mike. Mike in Florida. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? First-time caller.
Welcome.
Hey, a lot of stuff going on, but I'll try to get to it real quickly. President Trump had the perfect opportunity to use HCQ and show everybody in the world that this stuff works like crazy. And why he didn't do it, I don't know. But this experimental stuff is something that you may not see right away, but down the road may create the cytokine storm that will actually cause him.
That's what it says. It says it can make it worse. I know. I'm no doctor. I read what it said.
My wife's a doctor, and I practiced medical malpractice and so forth for many, many years, and I understand the way these things work. And it's just sad.
Well, nobody knows better than a malpractice lawyer in medical. So, yeah, your wife's a doctor. You're a malpractice. What does this look like to you? It looks like craziness to me.
Well, every way you look, everywhere you look, it's craziness, okay? You talk about them cutting black kids' balls off. Well, you take a bull, what do? You cut his balls off, and what do you get? You get an axe, right?
That's right.
All they're doing is making beasts of burden out of these black people, and they don't understand that. They need to wake up. Another point, the Jesuits are really in charge of this world, and you've got 10% of Congress is made up of Jesuits.
I agree with you. I used to hear that. The Jesuits are suing me out of Georgetown with the whole Charlottesville thing and making stuff up, and it's literally Jesuits doing it. I'm like, the Jesuits are taking over the Catholic Church. The Pope came out and said capitalism's bad.
I mean, the he's not the Pope.
Well, the first time that we ended up with a Jesuit Pope, I said, we're really going to have trouble. Now, my background is political science, University of Illinois in Chicago. This is back like 45 years ago, okay? So, I mean, I was trained by the worst of the worst. The
left, yeah, you were right in the middle of it.
Back then, I was at the synagogue of Satan, okay? Let me put it quite bluntly.
Hey, I'm going to get your name and number, Mike. I want to get you on as a guest, and we're getting better at this. Get Patrick's number in Kansas. I'm coming back on tomorrow. Mike, if you're there, I'll have you on for 10 minutes as a guest. All right, Gerald Celente is about to take over. Really appreciate him. Trends Forecaster does an amazing job. Talk about all this craziness in the war room. Owen Schroyer coming up. And then, of course, we have election countdown 7 to 9 weeknights with so much to cover, so much going on with Deanna Lorraine, myself, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and so much more. So Gerald Celente taking over now, trendsresearch.com. Don't forget, we have the new and improved InfoWars. Tell us what you think. Send comments to show tips at InfoWars.com. All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Patrick. Those callers. I'll be right back on the other side with Gerald Celente taking over.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Reaching on the Alex Jones Show. Just like that cover of the Trends Journal says, Presidential Reality Show 2020, masks versus no masks. So, when Trump was taken to the hospital, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to be the play of it? This is all coming down to masks versus no masks. And that's what the election is, because here's the headline from CNBC. Trump says he will leave Walter Reed Hospital on Monday. Quote, don't be afraid of COVID. All right? Just play the Trump card. Masks versus no masks. Lockdowns versus no lockdowns. Stocks jump to session high after Trump says he will be discharged later today. Dow's up now as we speak about 440 points. On the news that Trump's getting out of the hospital. So now, as we know, Trump did a lousy job, as again, the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. Trump did a lousy job with that debate last week. So, that's not the news anymore. The news was he went to the hospital for COVID. So now what's going on? Now the markets are going up because they say he's out. But, again, to me, playing the Trump card, he goes on to say, don't be afraid of COVID. And that's what this is all about. You go back to one of our other Trends Journal covers, and it was Scaredy Cat World, people having masks on themselves. Trump is going to play this card. It's the only card that he has to play. So let's look at the swing states. A place called Michigan. Oh, they locked it down even more, didn't they? Oh, and what happened? The state court, Supreme Court, ruled against Whitless, or is it Whitmere? I think it's Whitless Whitmere. There you go, Scaredy Cat Planet. Oh, by the way, keep that up there a minute. You see that mask? That's the mask when you see the peasants in China wearing all over the place. And they wear those masks because of the filthy air pollution. And when you saw President Xi of China when the COVID war broke out, he was wearing that kind of mask too. But then you come to America, the land of the cowards. What kind of masks are they wearing? Well, we wear fashion masks. Yes, we've been emasculated. So we'll have all these masks on that say things and that will make me look like, oh, I'm beautiful, I'm handsome, I'm so strong, I'm a believer. Now all these clown masks they wear, they're not just common masks anymore. They're just low-life masks that low-lives wear. Look at it. What self-respecting human being would do this? Well, the country is full of people without that self-respect. Look at them all. Oh, the actors and the actresses and all the people playing their parts. They all wear these stupid masks that are worthless. And again, we've been writing the data in the Trends Journal. We're not making it up. You go back to the World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. You go back to the New England Journal of Medicine and that fake Fauci. Yeah, there you go. How beautiful. Oh, how lovely and glamorous you look. Oh, yeah, you take off them glasses and that thing. Model of what was behind them. Good thing you had that on. You fooled me. So the masks are, again, they all said that the masks didn't do, they weren't helping against stopping this. And the only people that should be wearing them are people that are very ill, and they should be home. So going back to the presidential reality show, Trump played the card. The Trump card that we said he was going to play. Don't be afraid of COVID. Cannot be clearer. Who else is saying that? You got to watch out. Be afraid. Look how they're destroying little kids. You see them getting online to go into kindergarten with masks on and some jerk with a shield and a mask playing Power Trip, taking their temperature. And again, as Alex and you've been pointing out, everybody on InfoWars, this temperature checks mean nothing. You can have a cold and they'll show you that you got, you know, means nothing. The tests, the COVID tests, useless. But they're locking down more of the global economy. Hey, Florida opened up. Well, that's, and what's the caseload in Florida? How many people died in Florida? I'm going to guess, all right? I don't know offhand, but I'm going to guess around 15,000. But they're totally opened up now. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Look at these people. Look at what they're doing to these kids. The new abnormal. No hugging, no kissing, no dancing, no singing. So there you go. They got what? 14,000 something deaths, right? 25.5 million people. Excuse me. 21.5 million. March, April, May, June, July, August, September. And now we're into October. New York lockdown, and they hated that guy DeSantis, the governor there, because he wouldn't go along with this stuff. And all the media went after him with the cases rising. How many died in New York State? It's over 33,000. So double the amount died in New York State. And New York State has 19.5 million, and we're still locked down for all intents and purposes. And now they're going to lock down more. That's right. That's right. New York City is dead town. New York City is no town. Homeless town. Yeah. And they're going to lock it down more. We are going into the greatest depression. This is a time to prepare to prevail. And what they sell on InfoWars are very important products for you, as well as the Trends Journal to help you prepare for what's coming up. It's a time to unite, because if we don't unite and fight for our freedom, we're going to die in the COVID war that they launched. So people fight people from a disease. Who's it killing? You know who. We're going to be back in a few. Stay tuned.
This is your last chance to get a packed
power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Gerald Celente.
Great being on, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, people.
True honor to be here. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars. We're in a fight for our lives here. This is unprecedented in world history. I mean, freedom has been robbed from us. And remember, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. And most people don't want to fight. One of our, the Trends Journals, a weekly, it goes out tomorrow. I'm doing some editing now. And one of the stories is, give me liberty or give me masks. And this is from the Washington Post. And they did this census. And it comes down to, over 70% of Americans are fine with giving up significant freedoms in order to fight the coronavirus. 70% are willing to give up their freedom. And you read this thing, it's one after another. And this is unprecedented. Look what they're doing. They lock you down, and it doesn't work. Country after country, they're locked down. Now they're getting a second wave of cases. They're getting a second wave of cases because they're doing more testing. But what they never write about, and it was in Yahoo this past week, they had the worst 10 states in America. And they had cases for each one. But they never had the amount of new deaths. And when you go and look up the new deaths, they're nothing in terms of who's really dying. Yeah, that's it. Go scroll down to that and you'll see down the bottom, they have all the cases, place after place, state after state. Yeah, Alabama. All right, keep going down. Keep it going. All right, now stop there. I can't read this far, but what do they say there? How many cases? Go back up. What do they got? 94 infection rate, positive tests rate, 12.6%. New cases on the top per 1,000, 25 residents. But how many people died? And it's one after another. And then you go look up and see how many people died in Alabama and Nebraska and these other places. It's just zero. It's at the highest three. Oklahoma, one after another. So all they do is they're talking about cases, but they're not talking about deaths. So they got everybody freaked out about cases with tests that have been proven to be inaccurate. And as Trump said, don't be afraid of COVID. There you go. Here, this is from today's Financial Times. Where are you? I just had you. Not you over here. No, it's not there. Is it over here? Yep, here it is. Here we go. Look at that scary headline. Second wave jolts Central Europe. 3 months on, the picture looks far darker. On Friday, the $10.7 million strong Central European nation, the Czech Republic, recorded 3,792 new cases, the highest daily figure. More than two-thirds of the 80,605 Czechs confirmed to have caught the virus have done so in the past month alone. Last Wednesday, the government reintroduced a state of emergency. It doesn't say how many died. And then you go down to read the article more. The second wave looks more threatening, like the Czechs, Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania have in the past 4 days all reported their highest caseloads since the start of the pandemic. Well, they're reporting their highest caseloads since the start of the pandemic because now they're doing the testing, particularly with guys and young people, men and women, going back to school. So now, keep reading this. Higher rates of testing mean the number of cases reported now is not directly comparable to the first wave. Oh. Well, why don't you tell me that? And then the next line right after that?
not comparable to the first wave, deaths have also remained low. Deaths have also remained low. Got it? No. We're not going to get it. We're just a bunch of jerks. We march to the orders of whoever leads us. All the facts are right there. This is not a pandemic. They changed that definition to keep selling fear. Again, look who's dying. Elderly people that are, you know, I don't want to scare anybody, but when you get into your 80s, you know, your chance of living longer is short. What's the average death rate in America? About 78 years old? Look at that clown. Look at that jerk. Arrogant. Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah. Anyway, this is the guy that took Cuomo, took the people out of hospitals that were elderly and put them into nursing homes. This is a fact. And they're the ones that die the most. Elderly people in nursing homes. You go back to when they started selling the COVID war. Where did it happen? State of Washington. Yeah, where? Kirkland, Washington. What was going on in Kirkland? People from nursing homes were dying. All over the world, it's elderly people, people in nursing homes, and as the CDC numbers show, people with 2.6 pre-existing chronic conditions. But yet they're locking down everything. Now I'm going back to where I started before with the markets. Just before we came on the air, the markets were up in the United States almost 470 points. 470 points as the global economy is crashing in front of our eyes and they're locking down more places. It doesn't come back. All those small businesses, most of the restaurants in New York City are owned by small businesses. They're not coming back. They're gone. They're gone. And you know what else this is going to do? The bigs are going to get bigger. Look what these slimy, low-life politicians did. There you go. 60% of businesses, closures, won't come back. So now the bigs are going to get bigger, and these slimy, low-life politicians, all your little businesses, all no, you can't open. But Target, you can open. Walmart, you can open. Hey, how about Home Depot? You can open too. So the billionaires get richer, the bigs get bigger, and all we do is become plantation workers on the global plantation of Slavelandia. Okay, for Amazon to stay open, get back in there and pack those boxes. You want to become a warehouse worker. Matter of fact, you could go to college and get a degree in it. And for the rest of your life, you'll have to pay it off. Oh, you thank Joe Biden for not paying off your... Yeah, he made it impossible almost to get default on a loan. But that's forgotten. And so is a lot of other things forgotten. But we're going to be bringing them back so you remember to prepare for the future. Right.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And everybody, remember, you have to do all you can to support InfoWars. They have great products, and this is a time, really, where you have to put your money where your heart and mind are, because they're going to be robbing us. They're robbing us of our freedom like you can't imagine. I'm a trend forecaster. I could never imagine a freak show like they've created with this one. And it's global, as we were talking about. So InfoWars has some emergency election sale, and it's a total blowout. Everything must go. 30 to 60% off plus free shipping. And they're all here in this crucial moment. With the election coming up, we need your support to maximize our coverage. Because if you don't, we're gone. And to help with that, InfoWars has added new ways to save. So check out some of these great specials available in the store. Winter Sun Plus, and that's selling out now. That's 25% off plus free shipping. You got Bodies, 10% off, free shipping. Turbo Force, 10% off, free shipping. Vaso Beat, 10% off, free shipping. DNA Force, 10% off, free shipping. And all shirts are available for $17.76. $17.76 plus free shipping. 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield, 60% off, free shipping. One after another, 8-pack Power Stack, Survival Shield X2. It's back in stock, by the way. 10% off plus free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off, free shipping. And one thing after another, Alexa Pure Breeze, just for $149.95 plus free shipping. So, really, you have to do what you have to do to stay healthy in mind, body, and spirit. And one of the ways to do that is to support InfoWars. These products are great for you, and the information you're getting is hard to find anywhere else. And, of course, we have the Trends Journal at trendsjournal.com. So support those who fight for freedom, because if we don't fight for freedom, we're going to die in the COVID war, and it's not going to be a very happy future. I'm going to go back to that story about the second wave jolts Central Europe in the Financial Times, because then you go on and you keep reading, and they go on to say, it's also about a heavy economic toll. In the second quarter, economic output fell 14.5% in Hungary, 12.3% in Romania, 8.9% in Poland, 8.4% in the Czech Republic, 8.3% in Slovakia. Quote, we have a huge deficit, the biggest in our history, and it seems that the government deficit next year will be roughly the same, said Danusz Nerudowa, who is part of an economic task force advising the Czech government on coping with COVID. Quote, we warn the government a complete lockdown would really destabilize the public finances. And that's maybe the reason that they were reluctant to close the economy. Well, they did close the economy partially. But I read to you those numbers and how bad they are and how they're going to be as bad next year. We are in the greatest depression. This is what they keep blaming it on, the pandemic. It's not the pandemic. It's the pathological liars. It's the parasites. It's the sociopaths and psychopaths that closed down the global economy that did this. Where is the money going to come from for these deficits? And again, this all ties back together. Goes back to the equity markets. They're printing all of this cheap money to keep this thing going. Digital trash, backed by nothing, and printed on nothing. One country after another. What is the other reason why the markets are going up today in the United States? Well, it looks like a stimulus bill might be passed. Oh, a stimulus bill. Great. Great. More cheap money, printed on nothing, and backed by nothing. Now, at the same time, as you well know, besides shortages of toilet paper, which shows you what crapheads the people are, that's the first thing they did when the COVID war began. We need that paper, we need that paper, because we're crapheads. Besides the shortage of that, treated lumber, screws, parts, you name it, shortages. This all ties together. Well, when you have a shortage of supply and demand, the price of the thing goes up. And now, with demand for those goods going up and the value of the currency going down, you have inflation. Gold and silver prices. I still forecast gold well over $2,000 an ounce. It hit over $2,000 this year already. I see it going to $3,000 and $4,000.
and silver well over $100 an ounce. And I don't give financial advice, but I'm giving you the reasons why. We're going to see Weimar Republic inflation as all these nations, that's why I read you this article from the Financial Times. And by the way, this is what I do every day. You can see the underlying red in there. So I read articles from all over the world and I pick out the salient points to highlight on to see where this is going. Now we're going to take it one step further. Where are they going to get the money for these deficits besides printing cheap money? And of course, to boost the economies falsely with this digital trash backed by nothing and printed on nothing. You ready? This is the only story that was of any value for me yesterday from Sunday's toilet paper of record, the New York Times. There's a story down the bottom. And this is on page 18, down the bottom. Gas tax spikes in New Jersey to compensate for slowdown. Isn't that nice? Oh, look what they do because of pandemic's impact. Not because of pandemic's impact, because of the impact by low-life scum politicians like the governor they got over there, Murphy, and the rest of them. Drivers in New Jersey purchased nearly 40% less gas between March and May as businesses and schools closed down and more people began working from home. That led to a drop in tax revenue that chewed into funds the state was required by law to set aside to pay for improvements in rails and roads and bridges. And in turn mandated a 9.3% tax increase, state officials said. The new rate took effect on Thursday. Isn't that great? Tax we the little people as the billionaires get, don't raise the taxes on the big ones. Don't give the Buffetts and the Bezos and the Gates and the Musks and the Cubans and all the rest of the multi-billionaires. Don't take any more money from them. Raise the gas taxes. Raise the gas taxes. Get the little people. The COVID war's begun. It's we the people against the murderous people that are destroying our lives in so many different ways. Liberty, love, joy, and beauty, freedom. As they get more money from us, and they destroy our economy. So do what you can to support InfoWars. Buy those products. They're great for your health. And InfoWars puts out the information for you to think for yourself, to help your mind. And again, subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. The more people collectively we get together, the better our odds of winning the war. Thank you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.